Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, you have to... It blocks focus. It blocks focus to even simple stuff. So, obviously, you're working to bring, bring guys back into a rhythm, back into the zone where they're feeling good about their game. And So it's a challenge. It's different with different teams and different moments and different individuals. So, you know, I think you do both. You talk to individuals and you talk to the team and you try to get a vibe for what they feel and think and how they perceive. And, you know, lots of what we all deal with in life is perceptions, not necessarily reality. It's the perception of, and everybody sits in a different seat. So their perceptions are different of what's happening. But it's a lot of work. And like I have mentioned many times, it's a huge growth situation. And I think we're doing, pushing through it the right way. And but it's tedious.
And there are different types of pressures. Like many of your guys have played a gold medal game. Some of your guys played three rounds in the Calder Cup playoffs last year. Here we are. Now it's in the NHL, and it's a different pressure. But how does that pressure, like, it's just ramp up? Is that how it's different?
I would liken this to a playoff series. And when you watch the playoffs this year, there's no escape. Each team goes into it with certain expectations. And you've seen the Stanley Cup Finals, for example, last year. It was... At some point in that series, it became more and more evident of who was going to win it. And you can see and that's where you see in playoff series sweeps. And just one team just all of a sudden looks like this, and the competitor that was a battle, and one all of a sudden looks like this, and then by the end of the series, the other one looks like that. And, you know, it's in those moments, it's inescapable. It's you against them, and you feel... if you're on the winning side, you identify and feel and see and you know how you're gonna win. And on the losing side, maybe you're in a psychological state, you're battling injuries and fatigue and whatever it may be, or just you just feel not in a rhythm, not in sync. And so, you know, that's probably the greatest visual when you watch that. Playoffs in sports, you just see it. And I think that is how this feels to me, and it is about the playoffs for our players. They have, you know, they've brought a lot of things into it. Even I heard chatter on the bench a month and a half ago that word mentioned on the bench in a game, and you could tell right then that's pulling them out of the moment. You know, we have to do this or else we're not going. And so you can see that tension mount. So, it's good that it's a lot like a playoff series for me, this type of pressure and learning to respond or learning how you don't respond or didn't respond or responded the wrong way.
You know, the Devils, you guys, Ottawa and Detroit, have kind of been joined all season as teams people are watching improve. Are the Devils kind of a bit of a model for all these kind of teams? They had young stars, they added some veterans, and they finally figured it out this year and took that big jump. Is that
what you guys are? I think you got to look at the Devils. Devils is a great situation. I think we were ahead of them last year, if I'm not mistaken, but we're both young teams. They were probably ahead of us, even though we might have been ahead of them in the standings, where they were. They had some, you know, they had some young talented guys that you could see were emerging, and you know they were closer to a threshold, maybe by virtue of that or whatever, but they've added, they chose, that's the time to add the pieces. And for us, you guys know, we felt we went young this year, saying now, it's not that we wouldn't add pieces. We question, is this the right time to start adding pieces? Have our guys gone through enough, and is some challenge that's ahead going to be good for our young guys to have it fall on their plate instead of not on their plate? And that was, I don't think it was a risk we took. I think it was a way we looked at it and said, we're not ready to add a lot. We need these guys to first go through and mature even more. And now this is an opportunity for them to mature more, because, they did a great job of getting themselves to all this playoff hype, and all this hype became pressure and expectations rose. For us, so when you compare the two teams, I think that, they made some moves at the end of last year into this year, addition and subtraction. And I think that's where they were at. And we are continuing moving toward that, that position. I think as a young team, we just need our young guys to soak up as much experience. So we now know they have a level of experience that we can say, okay, now let's take the next step. Let's push to the next step. That's where I feel we're at.
Obviously, Tage maybe adjusts a little bit to the teams paying more attention to him, and tighter game, and just more, a different feel on the ice than, October, November, I guess.
I think Tage puts an awful lot of pressure on himself, an awful lot. And I think, his putting the pressure on himself that he has been, to me, one of the largest factors in him not seeing a real rhythm to his game, or taking him out of a rhythm within his game. The injury to Tuck obviously didn't help, but I think him putting this pressure on himself. I know these guys, we didn't want to talk about it earlier. Didn't think there was a need to talk about it earlier. These guys really, really, one of their internal goals was to be in the playoffs. And that's great. That's an ambitious, that's the right goal. It's an ambitious goal. And so I think that hurts those guys. They have a lot of pride, and we've got to learn how to handle that better. And I think they will through this. But for Tage, he hasn't been able to get in that rhythm. I do think it was complicated, obviously, with Tuck, out. And I think Tuck coming back for our sake really, really early with the injury he had, it's still taken them a little bit to get in sync. It's an experience that I think will help him as it will others.
Craig just get the morning off because he's on pressing tonight?
Yeah. I think there will be one lineup change, and I say that because I watch so much film, and there'll be one lineup change. On the back end, the forwards will be the same.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.